What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday. Excuse me. Oh, belching. It's Monday, August 14th, 2017, start of a brand new week. All kinds of things going on. Got to cut back on the ginger ale, I think, here. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone and put you on the air. Quick little program note, tomorrow in hour number three, barring the realities of diplomatic life, Leon Hsu, the foreign minister for the Kingdom of Hawaii, will be joining us on the air to talk about sovereignty, secession, independence, and, again, the Kingdom of Hawaii. So we'll be looking forward to that as well. Now, interesting stuff over the weekend. We've been keeping a close eye on this. As you know, right now, the rioting in Charlottesville and the promise of more to come in Seattle and Boston has dominated the news, almost to the point where you're wondering, is there something we're not supposed to be looking at? And it looks like behind all the noise of Charlottesville, the U.S. is taking a step back from confrontation with North Korea. A lot of back-channel discussion going on. China has stepped on in and said they will intervene with a U.S. first strike against North Korea. Now, no politician likes to lose face. So all of a sudden, oh, look over here, we've got Charlottesville. Now, it's not really clear what's going on with North Korea because there are a lot of mixed signals coming in from different people, again, reminding us that our government currently is very badly factionalized. We're going to get into that a little bit here in depth. But as of this morning, here's what's going on. There are no new U.S. forces heading to South Korea. The forces that are already there are not on any kind of special alert. There are no new naval assets sailing toward the peninsula. That's where we are right now. And the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, is saying that we are not on the cusp of a nuclear war with North Korea. They're pulling on back on this idea that North Korea can nuke Alaska or Hawaii or any place else. They're pulling back from that. And they're out there still talking tough. We're ready to go here, but we're willing to talk. So they're kind of pulling back, and now the CIA is saying there is no indication war is going to break out with North Korea. Oh, hey, look at the rioting over in Charlottesville there. And again, story coming out of Business Insider that there are, in fact, back-channel discussions going on between the government of North Korea and the government of the United States. So they're talking. That's a good thing. They're talking and trying to find an exit strategy where everybody gets to save face when they pull back from that. Now, of course, complicating that are the new sanctions imposed by the United Nations Security Council. And there may be a deal to lift those, and Kim Jong-un would then shut his mouth a little bit and let the situation kind of back on down. Now, here's where it comes on down to. If North Korea is, in fact, close to a nuclear warhead and a missile, then at this point, they're really untouchable. The U.S. isn't going to go in there. The U.S. only whoops on nations that are helpless and disarmed, and they don't have weapons of mass destruction. So it may turn out that North Korea really was a lot closer than anybody thought, and the U.S. is saying, okay, it's not worth trying to invade. They can exact a tremendous cost. So how do we get out of this without looking like we've hit the chicken switch? Oh, look, there's a riot over in Charlottesville. Now, China did go ahead and implement the UN sanctions. And that was kind of an iffy thing because Donald Trump is still threatening a trade war, a trade probe, intellectual property. And it's kind of arrogant for the U.S. government to be threatening trade sanctions against China, pushing against China's sovereign territory in the South China Sea, and then turn around and say, you guys have to help us sort out this mess with North Korea. And that may be the reason why China late last week did a 180 and came on out and said, if the United States attempted a preemptive attack on North Korea, China would move to intervene. And that may be the real sticking point on which the U.S. decided they really were not prepared to go in there at this point. Plus, let's be honest, despite all the polls on the corporate media saying, oh, yes, Americans are ready for another war in North Korea, the reality is, and you can confirm it for yourself talking to everybody that you know, there is no popular support for any more wars in North Korea, Iran, or anywhere else. We're a war-weary people. We've been in these wars against all these other countries longer than we were in big mistake number one and big mistake number two put together, and we're broke. We're tired. We don't want to see any more of our kids coming home in wheelchairs or those cheap metal boxes. There is no support for this. Nobody's buying the propaganda that North Korea is a threat. The opinion of the world in general, and Americans in particular, is it is the United States of America that is the threat to global peace. All right, we're going to do a little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, is starting to basically go back to the points on which he campaigned and saying, we want to avoid a war. We want to pull back from this. And Moon Jae-in is out there saying to the U.S., no, we do not want a war. Let's find a way to pull back from this, because any war is going to turn into a nuclear war sooner or later. So people really started waking up and realizing this wasn't a game. This wasn't abstract. We were really flirting with a potential nuclear war with China. Now, interestingly enough, a lot of people were saying it was rather surprising how the rapid advance North Korea had been making. I mean, it was only a few years ago where half of every test firing blew up on the launch pad or during staging, and then all of a sudden their rockets are flying and hitting what they're aiming at. And the New York Times has actually come on out with a report that North Korea is buying rocket engines for their missiles from our good friends over in Ukraine. Yes, our good buddy over there, Poroshenko, he's selling the rocket engines to North Korea. And it may seem a little disloyal, but, you know, money's money, and we're here to make business here. All right, let's take a phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I was never a Trump supporter, but I told myself, you know, just give him a chance to see what he does. I was very disappointed about the bombing in Syria. I'm extremely disappointed and angry regarding his attitude toward North Korea and threatening them. And what happened on Saturday, where he basically said nothing and waited until today to call out those groups. And I said to myself, if you can't call them out, either you believe in them or those people are giving you campaign or advising you on the side. Donald Trump is 71 years old. He knows about Nazis. He knows about the KKK. It's not like he's a person who turned 30 or 40, so he should have said something more strong on Saturday and not wait until today. I mean, just by call, if he would have called the parents of the young lady that was murdered, I would have said, well, he's doing something. But to wait 2 days, what are you feeling about my comments?
Well, first of all, I'm in agreement with you. I was a Trump supporter, and I'm still glad he and not Hillary Clinton is in that White House. But he has been a tremendous disappointment on a lot of issues, and certainly the war agenda is one of them. As far as Charlottesville, we still don't really have a clear, accurate picture of what exactly went wrong there. We cannot get away from the possibility that this was, in fact, deliberately fanned up by paid agent provocateurs. We know that Antifa is funded by George Soros, among others. And like I said earlier in the program, it almost seemed like somebody wanted a media distraction so that they could pull back on North Korea and not have people really notice it.
I would agree with that, because I think I heard the mayor. Originally, they wanted the protesters to be not downtown but somewhere else. But this federal judge intervened and said, look, They have to march downtown. That's what they want. So yes. Maybe you're right about a false flag. And also, what was David Duke doing there? He just came out of nowhere.
Well, I'm not sure what he was doing there, and to be very honest, I'm like Trump. I'm just catching up on Charlottesville right now because, obviously, living here in Hawaii, North Korea and the potential for a mushroom cloud out that window have kind of been at the top of my things to worry about list. So I'm getting into Charlottesville now, and we're still we don't have all the facts just yet.
All right, I would agree, but on the other hand, I thought Donald Trump he should have been a little more forceful. You know, even stating that, well, what happened was a domestic incident of terrorism when you have a young man using his car to run over people. If he would have even mentioned that, I would have been very happy. But right now,
well, you see, that's a good example of not opening your mouth until you have all the facts, because apparently a video just surfaced showing this guy driving his car normally and safely and then being attacked by a bunch of Antifa with baseball bats, and they started pounding on his car. So, yeah, he gunned it to get out of there, and apparently that's when the accident happened. We don't really know what's going on, but it's looking more and more like Antifa were out there trying to get the violence going rather than the people who were defending the Robert E. Lee statue.
I agree, because they seem like their agenda really changed overnight. So, well, Michael, thank you very much. You take care, and God bless.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And by the way, let's be very careful. Let's be very careful throwing around labels about white supremacist or white nationalist. These are things that are being thrown on to these individuals by the media. The argument is over the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee. And regardless of how you feel about him, he's a part of history. And these are people who are simply protesting, saying, we don't want the statue to go away. It's part of our history. It's part of our heritage. And yes, he was on the losing side of the war. But they don't really want it to be torn down. They don't want to have history decided by a mobocracy where the only history you're allowed to see is history that doesn't offend anybody. And that, of course, won't be history at all. Now, to put this all in context, let me share an analogy with you. Back in the 1490s, the church tortured my ancestors to convert them to Catholicism. Now, does that give me the right to run around town demanding that all the churches and cathedrals be torn down? And, of course, the answer is no, it doesn't. History is history and should not be subject to populist editing. But that's what's been going on with these globalists who want to erase our history and our cultural heritage to make us easier to control. They want to get rid of all symbols of the Confederacy. Now they're starting to talk about wearing the stars and stripes is now racist. So it's going way, way beyond that. Now getting on back to what happened in Charlottesville, apparently over on Fox News, that apparently the police were pulled out of Lee Park after the violence started. And we're saying we're leaving, it's too dangerous. It almost reminds me of the run-up to the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. They got out of control because the LAPD left and just let them do what they were going to do, which is why I'm getting a sinking feeling this was allowed to get out of control for news value, for political value, for whatever. And, of course, everybody is pounding on this for their own particular agenda. The mayor of Charlottesville is trying to draw a direct line between the Trump campaign and white supremacists. And, yeah, they're trying to make a big deal about the KKK and David Duke and the rest of it. But you need to go on back to basically two things. The argument is over people who do not want their history erased because some other group is demanding it. And two, it does appear that Antifa was the initiator of all the violence here. So we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I think your previous caller is totally wrong. Trump said the first time all groups got to slow it down because as soon as he came out the second time, he lost ground. You cannot back up with these people. You have to take two steps forward. If you take one step back, they take ten forward. The people, the car gunned it because they're throwing rocks, and you see in the video, like you said, clubs and bats, and they're not on their way to a baseball game. You know, I mean, if you're surrounded by people who are throwing rocks and clubs and bats, what are you going to do? Get out of your car? I mean, common sense. You're not.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to use that to get the heck out of there. And by the way, that woman who was killed, the pink-haired or purple-haired woman, I don't know if anybody was reading her Twitter feeds or Facebook or whatever. I don't go on there, but from what I saw, she seems like, isn't she white? She hates white people, and she thinks white people should be getting rid of. So that's the kind of woman that was in that group.
Well, that doesn't that doesn't justify her being killed, but it does look like it was an accident. It wasn't a deliberate attempt to murder somebody. And again, with the surfacing of this latest video, you know, the story has changed completely. We don't have all the facts, but that's not stopping people from going on out, like I said, and pounding their agenda on it. And amazingly enough, over at the IB Times in Great Britain, they're talking about how this James Fields had gone to the Dachau Nazi camp, and that's where he became a Nazi and a white supremacist. And yet there's another story out there saying that, yes, he was on prescription antidepressants. But again, looking at this new videotape, it looks like a guy who just got scared because his car came under attack. And
but it's not.
Go ahead.
It's not, like, for the people marching, it's for the Civil War Memorial, but it's more than that. It's about keeping your culture. You're absolutely right, though. This is about getting rid of the culture in America and replacing it with a globalist no culture. That's what this agenda is about in the world. But you
yes.
see that going on with the migrants in Europe. It's a very easy thing to see if people just do a basic 10-minute research. You know,
yeah.
like, I mean, but this is going to continue, Mike, and it's going to get worse, and it's not going to get better. I hate to tell people that, but it's not going to get any better because these people don't want Trump in there, and Trump, sure, he makes a lot of mistakes, and he's not perfect. Who is? But can you imagine that when he wins the next election what's going to go on if we're still around?
Well, I don't know. That's a long way down the road here, but I mean, you hear some of the rhetoric that's out there on the Twitter feeds and Facebook, and you realize we are definitely heading into the same crisis that hit Zimbabwe, where all of a sudden it's socially acceptable to be discriminating against white people, to attack white people, to openly call for their genocide. And again, look what happened in Zimbabwe. There was a complete reversal where the government took all the farms and the factories and everything away from their original white owners and gave them to the black people and said, here, you're now all equal. And then, of course, a year later, Zimbabwe was in terrible trouble because the people they'd given the farms and factories to didn't know how to run them.
It comes down to where they're just going to do a scorched earth policy, it seems, Mike. That's what it's coming down to. It's a scorched earth policy. They don't care less about the protesters. They just care less about that globalist no-culture agenda. And like I said, it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse. This is just the start, believe it or not, Mike.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're
Thanks,
right
Mike.
Here. And thank you very much. We're going to let you go. I think the idea is that rather than have the American people angry with the government, this is classic divide and conquer. And by the way, they were doing exactly the same thing back in the 1960s as part of the FBI COINTELPRO. When all Americans were starting to unite together against the war in Vietnam, the FBI deliberately fanned up racial anger in our society. They had the Black Panther coloring book. They infiltrated the Black Panthers, turned them violent. When the Black Panthers first formed, what they wanted were guaranteed breakfast for school kids in the ghetto, local control of the school curriculum. Doesn't sound very violent or radical to me, but they got infiltrated by the FBI and turned violent. So the media could say, oh, fear the black people, cling to Big Daddy government, we'll save you from those nasty black people. And again, dirty tricks like the Black Panther coloring book. So they're doing the same thing all over again, but there is so much anger and rage in our society from years of economic deprivation across all aspects of our society that, yeah, it could spin out of control very easily indeed. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Folks,
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And obviously what was happening over the weekend happened in a lot of places, not just Charlottesville. They're the focus. It's where it began. But apparently there was a confrontation between the Black Lives Matter people and the police out in Seattle, various other communities across the country. And now they're planning to have yet another rally over in Boston. And, of course, Boston is saying, no, you won't. You are not welcome here with all the violence and vandalism and the rest of it. And we want to be very careful. Antifa supposedly stands for anti-fascist. And yet their agenda seems to be a distillation of fascism. Ignore the election, do what you're told. So people are throwing these labels around fast and loose. They're just looking for anything that sounds good, that's going to get popular support, even if it's completely inaccurate. Okay, we got a whole bunch of phone calls, so let's start with Richard in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. It seems that the Charlottesville incident may have served a dual purpose, to take attention away from us changing our game plan with North Korea, and trying to save face by taking attention away from that. But it seems that the more information that comes in, it was very much a honey trap, for anyone supportive of well, just free speech in general, and, you know, anyone that's been affiliating themselves with alt-right or patriot movement. I sent you an email. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it with some video clips, but Daniel Freiberg, I've had on my my show, interviewed him last summer, and he's of the Swedish alt-right. Actually, he merged now with Richard Spencer of the American alt-right, alt-right.com. But, you know, these words are really thrown around, like Nazi and white supremacist and, like, you know, hate groups. It's not at all the case. I have a little video clip I sent you that shows how he and his friend were maced, actually, themselves, and just tried to report from their hotel room afterward. And it was basically where the police pushed the two groups together. You know, before it began, a state of emergency was declared, and therefore it was an unlawful assembly. They declared martial law before it even began. No one had a chance to speak, and the police wound up pushing, basically bulldozing the alt-right supportive groups and the Antifa groups together, rather than we would expect, which is, you know, to separate them and have one leave in one direction, the other leave in the other direction. And so, I mean, it seems very much like it was orchestrated to cause bad press.
And, you know, here's the irony. The Antifa and Black Lives Matter people are the ones causing all the violence, and yet the corporate media is out there saying, oh, it's those white nationalists and those white supremacists and those Nazis. And, again, the labels are wholly inappropriate to what the agenda of these groups really are. I don't even like the name alt-right. It suggests that we're somewhere on the fringe. I think we ought to just say, you know, we're conservatives, we're paleocons. But adding alt to the front of it is an attempt to trivialize and marginalize what is actually, obviously, from last year's election, a majority of the American people.
Michael, there was another orchestrated attack that happened that morning before the Charlottesville event. Red Ice Radio, it's based out of Sweden. They cover a lot of topics in their 10-year history, but in recent years been very supportive of the issues of, you know, many people on the alt-right and patriots as well, you know, are concerned about. But, they've been labeled Nazi, hate group, white supremacist. Mm-hmm. And anyway, their website was planning to do a live stream of the event. Their entire website was taken down on Saturday. I was going to send you the link to him speaking to his members later, too, for you to check that out as well. But, I mean, it's very sincere, and you can see these people aren't hate groups. It's a suppression of freedom of speech and very much orchestrated. I mean, his iPhone got completely wiped out where he had to re-register it, and that happened right before the event started, and also the Red Ice Radio, Red Ice TV.
Boy, that's some pretty intense stuff there. Richard, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got a whole bunch of people waiting to go on the air, so thank you, Richard. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, and reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized dorsal silicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And obviously, the corporate media, the Charlottesville is a big thing. And I'm watching some of these videotapes. And it looks like a bunch of these Antifa people showed up with these homemade shields and clubs. They were looking for a confrontation. And yet, for the corporate media, you know, it was the patriots, the people who wanted to keep the Robert E. Lee statue. And it's very obvious this thing is just nothing but bias. By the way, somebody wrote in and said that Antifa actually stands for Anti-First Amendment. Yeah, sounds good to me. They don't want anybody's opinion out there but their own. All right, let's grab some more phone calls. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
In Paris.
Kathleen, are you there?
Hi, Michael.
Ah, there you are.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Well, I was considering that some people were saying that North Korea was really just a distraction and never really a possibility of a war. And so I think that the things that we were supposed to be distracted from was Maybe number one is that the Mossad is funding a group in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there's a lot of conflict going on down there in Libya, and mm-hmm. that they've decided to fund one group. That's great. And we're also not supposed to pay any attention to ISIS in the Philippines. And the newest one today, and I heard this from Israeli News Live, that ISIS, you talked about it last week, that ISIS has turned up in Afghanistan, so that's
yes.
why we have to say. But Russia has come in, and, yeah. Did you hear about that?
Russia's come in where?
In Afghanistan.
Well, they're being accused of supplying weapons, but I don't think Russian troops themselves are in Afghanistan. Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I was just soaking in what you said, you know, that, that Russia is saying that they don't appreciate ISIS being supplied.
Well, I can certainly understand that, and we know who's supplying ISIS, not just in Afghanistan, but in Syria and the Philippines and everywhere else. I mean, it's kind of one of those open secrets everybody now understands. Yes, in point of fact, ISIS is a proxy for the United States, the same as Al-Qaeda was.
And so we can manufacture ISIS, and then we get to go in. That gives us a license to go in and flip up on them.
That's exactly right.
While we in fact missed the target and bombed their infrastructure.
That's exactly right. They were looking for an excuse to go into the Philippines. Oh, there's ISIS. 2 weeks ago, they were talking about letting the Afghan war wind down because we've been there 16 years. And yes, there's still the pipeline and the opium to worry about. But then all of a sudden, ISIS is now in Afghanistan. Oh, we have to escalate there as well. It would be a joke if so many people weren't being killed.
Did you hear about the Mossad funding this group in Libya?
I heard something about it. I don't have the details just yet.
Uh-huh. So, that's interesting. So, anyway,
yes.
Those are just the things I think that we're supposed to not be looking at while we're freaking out about North Korea. And also,
no, I disagree with you on that. I disagree with you on that one. They were trying to sell us the war in North Korea. The U.S. government uh-huh. and corporate media were trying to mount this idea to try and get popular support for an invasion of North Korea, because there's all kinds of rare earth minerals up there and more opium, and they couldn't get traction. The American people are just sick
yeah.
and tired of war, and because the independent media is so good at spotting the false flags, I don't think they're seeing that as an option right now. Of course, it all depends on how desperate they're going to get.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, they're attempting a regime change right in America.
Well, yeah, they're trying to regime. They want Trump out there. They're trying to do a regime change down in the Philippines. And it does almost seem like the deep state has abandoned any idea of a national allegiance. It's just the deep state and the rest of the world, and they're on the march trying to get their new world order going.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's following the same playbook as all the other regime changes. It's amazing.
Yeah, they've got one script that they're following, and even though people are now picking up that this is what they're doing, they're just going to keep on doing it. And I guess the attitude is they don't care that we see what's going on because they don't think we're going to be able to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathleen. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Very good day. And, Michael, what you said earlier about Soros is a lot behind a lot of this nonsense is absolutely true. But, Mike, let's look back what happened in Dallas, Texas a year ago when five white officers were murdered by a Black Panther, and the media didn't do hardly crap about that, but they want to talk about this Charlottesville. And let me tell you this, when you talk about anti-right and anti-left, well, the anti-right happens to be the majority, and I always thought the majority rules. And you got these anti-left, they're militant You got a lot of illegals. Who knows in this anti-left group that they got in this country who they are? You know, you got, Michael, we had 3 murders yesterday here in South Florida. I love those guys from Chicago called, and I wonder how many murders they had in Chicago yesterday. They had 3 African-Americans got murdered at a drag strip or dragway, or I don't know what the hey they call it, these people call it, a thugway, whatever. They had 3 murders over there by a black over there in Milwaukee. You know, the media, that should be talked about every day. But, no, they want to talk about this, what's going on in Virginia here. And the governor saying, all the people, need to, he's basically telling all white people to get out of Virginia. I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on here.
It really is. And, you know, hang on a second before you go further. I mean, we have seen for many, many years there's a very obvious bias in the corporate media on the reporting of crime, where black-on-black crime is not reported. Black-on-white crime is not reported, but if it's a white-on-black crime, it's going to get the banner headline treatment.
Absolutely. Michael, why are they blaming the white nationalists for the helicopter that crashed? The helicopter crashed because the white nationalists shot the helicopter down? They got two, I'm sorry about the 2 troopers who died, but the helicopter pilots, but what did that have to do with the guy ramming his car because they were trying to kill the guy with baseball bats?
Well, it doesn't matter. The media spin is going to be no matter what happens, it's Trump's fault and it's Trump supporters' fault. And they're going to use smear words like white nationalist or white supremacist or Nazi. And the rationale seems to be, well, if those gosh darn white people hadn't made a big stink about keeping that Robert E. Lee statue, those police officers wouldn't have been up in the air in the helicopter and they wouldn't have crashed. Yeah, they would have crashed on the next flight because as near as I can tell, it was a mechanical failure.
Exactly. And, you know, Michael, you know, there's a few other things that I don't want to get off track too much, but because I know the other callers will listen. First off, I don't know what the Zionists do stand for. They are a race, a religion, or an attitude. But I can tell you this, Michael, what's going on with the corporate media and all these lies that are being perpetrated, discussing. You brought up earlier in the show that this is all about protecting the statues in Virginia of Robert E. Lee and the Confederacy. This is how, and the guy who actually, I guess, organized it, he didn't even get a chance to speak because they're trying to kill him. The guy that set this up, you know, did they know that there's going to be this kind of numbers of protesters? I don't know if they did, but to me, this is all, like you say, to get away from what's going on in Korea. This is nothing but a setup by Soros and all those leftist insanity people. And they're, like I said, Michael, they're the minority. They're not the majority. Okay? The problem
yes.
is the asphalt's telling the gasoline what to do in this country. That's the problem with this country right now. The asphalt is telling the gasoline what to do. That's the way I look at this.
And that's okay, that's a good phrase. I like that. I really like that one.
Well, you got it, Michael. And, you know, like I said, what's going on here is absurd. You got, you know, and they're blaming Donald Trump for this and that. I mean, unbelievable what's going on here. I mean, look what's happened when Obama was in there. All the craziness was going on with Obama. Look at Ferguson. Look at all these. I mean, look at all these cities are in flames. Look at Baltimore. Look at Miami. We have a big problem, Michael. They keep it out of the news, actually. We have a big gang problem here in South Florida. You have gang problems in New York. Look at Long Island. You got gangs running all over. I mean, you got these illegal. Michael, if I'm not mistaken, I heard there's 100,000 illegal gang members in Los Angeles alone that are illegally in the country.
Boy, that's an army.
That's in the news every day. What's that?
I said, that's an army.
That's an army, Michael. It's over 100,000 gang members that are legally in this country in one city alone. We're not talking Chicago or Baltimore or Philadelphia. We're talking L.A. We're not talking Seattle. You got look at these sanctuary cities, Michael. What is that? That's called breaking the law. You're not following federal law. When Trump says you're not going to get no more money, you got this guy, Rahm Emanuel, in Chicago, saying he's going to sue Trump. He should be put in jail. That should be the news right now on CNN.
He should. He's clearly in violation of Title 8.
All these mayors should be put in jail. The mayor here in South Florida, Jimenez, he caved in. He said, you know what? Trump is right. There's no sanctuary here in South Florida. But you got mayors in Baltimore. You got L.A. You got Chicago. These mayors, that's what the real news. It ain't about what's going on in Virginia and that McAuliffe imbecile. That's a Clinton lackey. Come on, Michael, this is all about, these mayors should be, Donald Trump right now should pardon Joe Arpaio, he should get a pardon, and all these mayors should be rounded up or not going by federal statute. They should be rounded up and put in jail. That's what the media should be paying their attention to, not what's going on in Virginia, because some guy ran his car because they were trying to kill the guy. If he would have got out of his car, they would have killed him.
Yeah,
more
absolutely.
Likely, I want to see what the feds is going to be for that guy.
Yeah, you know, when, you, when you're talking baseball bats, you're talking about broken windows, shattered glass flying all over the place. I mean, yeah.
He hit
the gas pedal because he felt he was under threat. And that's why I said
Absolutely.
Before, you know, we have to pay attention and get all the facts, because apparently the fact that he was being attacked didn't really come out until earlier today. And certainly
Michael,
the corporate media is...
They're using this to cover up the Sanctuary City crap that's going on, because they know that by law, Donald Trump has the power to put those mayors in jail. By law, because they're breaking federal law. And Michael, like when you come here illegally in this country, you are breaking the law.
Yes, you are. You are, absolutely. The instant you set foot over that border, you are in violation of the law. And this is not racism, because illegal is not a race.
That's correct, Michael. Thank you. And one more thing about what's going on here with this whole deal with all these. You don't see none of those guys are in that rally on the right were having baseball bats and all that. Look at the video. These people on the altar left, they're very violent. They're very ruthless. The ones, the Klan, the Nazis, they didn't have a bunch of weapons. They didn't have, except the kid had, the guy was driving a car. He's a young kid, 20 years old, driving a car. I guess because
Tom, we're going to wrap this up here a little bit, but like I said, looking at the videos, the Antifa people showed up with homemade wooden shields and clubs. They came there looking for a confrontation, and yet the corporate media and the politicians, oh, it's all the fault of those white people and this fixation on Robert E. Lee. And Tom, we have a rule here to kind of sort of like get away from the one more thing. But like I said earlier in the show, if you erase history because somebody somewhere's feelings are bad about it, you're not going to have any history at all. And that, of course, goes right back to 1984. When you erase the past, people don't have a foundation on which to make judgments about the present. And that's exactly what's going on here. And like I said, in the 1490s, the church tortured my ancestors to convert them to Catholicism. Does that give me a right to demand that all churches and cathedrals be torn down? No, it does not. Because history is not subject to majority vote here. Tom, we're going to let you go here. We've got a bunch of calls waiting online.
Great show, Michael.
All right, thank you. Steve in California, aloha. Steve, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with your assessment on the paid provocateurs to take our mind off of North Korea and save face. But you had a caller talking about why David Duke was on the premises, and I think you're right about the media labeling this, trying to combine or at least associate the same, being the same thing as white nationalist and KKK and white supremacist. Well, David Duke is not the same man he was as a young man, where he was, involved with the KKK. I've listened to him. He's a sharp man. He is equal rights for all. But I think what he does stand for is, and I stand for too, is to maintain my heritage, for God's sakes. We're seeing our heritage, our language disappearing, our culture disappearing, and he's simply saying we need to stand up or it would be gone if we allow that to happen. And that's what he stands for. So I don't know why the media continues to say he is a white supremacist and he's not, but they don't talk about Senator Byrd and other politicians who were involved with the KKK, but for some reason their involvement with the KKK is abolished. It's out of the question. It's not even mentioned anymore. It's like it just didn't even happen. And so David Duke continues to carry his past with him till the day he dies.
Yes. Yes. And to be very honest, I think David actually did a disservice by showing up in Charlottesville knowing that the media was going to use his past to try and say this is all the KKK. And by the way, there were signs at this Charlottesville rally where they're out there screaming about the KKK and all the rest of it. This really does feel like it's being fanned up intentionally. It's a continuation of what we saw in places like Baltimore. They really do want to get a race war or a civil war going, because then they can declare a national emergency and say, all right, everybody, turn in your guns, turn in your gold, and we're going to get rid of that silly little Constitution and Bill of Rights thing.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, I don't know if you watch RT News on a regular basis, but on RT News today, it was headline news. Watch the first 5 minutes of the RT headline news today, and they'll show a comparison of Republicans versus Democrats, how Republicans handle issues, how Democrats handle issues with violence. They're very interesting. It's only 5 minutes into the broadcast. I suggest you watch that, and maybe the listeners watch that. RT News, Headline News, the first 5 minutes. It shows a comparison. It's very, very embarrassing that the mob rule mentality is the Democrat Party.
Yes.
And watch that. And then one other thing, on the website of RBN, I just found it was really interesting to point out that John had put an article on there about Henry Kissinger had made a quote saying the United States should not eliminate ISIS. I thought that was rather interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the United States needs ISIS. They need ISIS to pop up in any place they want to send troops into, Afghanistan, Philippines, and so forth and so on. And when the Soviet Union fell, they were joking with the U.S. government, we're doing absolutely the worst thing that could ever be done to you. We're taking away your enemy.
Right. Take away the excuse. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for commercials. More calls when we come on back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. This is getting really kind of ugly out there. Up in Illinois, the Senate yesterday passed a resolution declaring white nationalists to be domestic terrorists, even though looking at the video, it's the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa people who were committing or initiating the violence. So this is getting out of control here. We are headed right into Zimbabwe territory here. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Sherry in Fredericksburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you. Look, it's to me, it's not just about preserving our history. It's about preserving the truth. It's about knowing the good, bad, and the ugly, and not having someone rewrite our history and tell us what they want us to know and what they want us to believe. We were able to end slavery by knowing the truth about it. You know, all those years ago, we'd been lied to. And when we finally could overcome slavery, or it became, we could free them, when we saw the truth and we could see ourselves as well and the part we played,
yes.
The immoral part we played. This whole incident provides so many evil opportunities, and I want to know how we're going to deal with this in the future, because I heard even textbooks are being kind of twisted and rewritten so that an agenda can be given to the young growing up where they can, to me it's a truth issue at the very core. And without the truth, well, it'll set you free, right? That's the saying. And,
yes.
And so this is the point I wanted to make. And I want to know how to fight this in the future, because, you know this is going to be an opportunity for them to put down the white supremacists. And no one wants racism. No one. We understand now. We see so much more that I don't want them to take it in that direction, you know?
Well, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We're going to see mission creep here, okay? Because we're already seeing this kind of rhetoric where all white people are racist, and it's just a short step from that to saying all white people are secretly white supremacists or white nationalists. And so you have these laws like the one they're trying to pass in Illinois basically are trying to reduce white people as an entire population to a subordinate class. And again, we saw the same kind of thing going on over in Zimbabwe. And it is the worst kind of pandering to the crowd by the politicians. But you don't end racism by being racist in reverse. It has never worked out. And it does look like somebody's definitely fanning this up. And I think Soros is behind it. Somebody wrote in to tell me that apparently because David Duke's finances are not all that good, he's now actually taking money from Soros. I don't know that that's true. I haven't gotten a confirmation, but that might explain why he showed up there. Sherry, yeah. We're going to have to let you go. We got
Thanks,
more callers
Mike.
Waiting on the line, and we're going to take a short station identification break.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.